Once upon a time, 47 years ago, a man by the name of Teddy Park was born. As he grew up, he developed his talents in music. And as he got more and more popular, he then decided on one thing and one thing only: to terrorize our fucking ears to the day he dies. Today, I need to say the shit that I've been saying for a minute. And you lot know I love hooking this man. Yes, I do. I do. One, to pick up the phone. And something you may notice in hearing these songs is that they're not inherently awful songs. They're not inherently unlistenable songs. They can be fun. They could be cute for a party. I've enjoyed a couple of those songs myself many times. However, in a world of creativity and usually limitless potential within the K-pop sphere, experiencing the same product repackaged in different ways can feel like a punishment at times, especially when you're aware of a talent on the level of the one that the girls in Meow possess. When it comes to dance and singing and stage presence and the look, the fashion, and who they could be, that type of music, endlessly, is simply unjustified. It's always a shame to see someone's legacy become so tainted and does such a disservice to what they could have been. And if there's someone I would love to talk to, believe it or not, it's him. I would love to go and really find out why he does the dumb things he does. Who is forcing you to do these things? Is it actually who you are? Maybe you just don't have no choice, but I'm sure people have told you this. I'm sure people have said, this needs to change. It's been a decade now. The Blackpink fans were crying for years. I remember when How You Like That dropped in 2020. And people were like, oh my God, it's the same sound, it's the same sound, it's the same sound. And I was like, oh my God, this song eats. I didn't know. We are 5 years in and you are still doing the same fucking thing. Initially, it was like, well, maybe this is what YG's paying him to do, because he's under YG, he is their main producer. Maybe when he does his own label, things will be different. So then he starts the Black label. And silly me, even I was hopeful. I was like, okay, this could eat. Because contrary to popular belief and the little fucking YG stans on my YouTube channel that are always chatting fucking shit, I actually would love for you guys to go and see some of the comments on my latest Baby Monster reaction. I'm like, you guys are so fucking out of touch. Because why are you defending, little segue here, why are you busy defending YG when YG themselves are sick of their music? They are intentionally expanding, investing in their music production as of next year. So you're coming for me for saying, why do you keep saying the same things? YG has this sound. This is their sound. But they're obviously working towards improving their sound. So my critique is still fair. And I'm allowed to still check out whoever the fuck I want to check out because I'm curious and I like the girls and I like their talent and I like their voices. So I can do what I like, but you actually don't need to watch my reactions. That's a real gag. You can go watch something else. You can watch many other reactors that will lick YG's ass and all the music they release. You don't have to watch my reactions. So it's kind of crazy to be like, you're saying the same things. So why do you keep watching? You obviously like watching me, huh? So I find it interesting that they don't see that the critiques, I feel like some of them are bots as well because they talk the same. You're being paid to do this. You're actually being paid to do this. So my point was, contrary to popular belief, I actually just love when things are good. I don't care who it's coming from. It could be a group or an artist or a producer that I've cast out before. And I'm like, this is so fucking shit. If they release a good song, I'm going to publicly be like, this song eats. I don't care. I'm a whore for things that are good. I'm a whore for quality. Give me quality and I'm sold. So I don't have this. I'm not beholden to this, like, because I said this, I would never publicly go against myself. I go back on myself when it's fair many times because, believe it or not, I want to be proved wrong when it comes to quality. I want to be surprised and I want to have a good time always. That's like my core being. So when you lot come across and say, oh, you should stick to SM, you should stick to this and that. Well, I stick to them because they continue to surprise me. If YG surprises me, I will enjoy it the same way because some YG groups have surprised me in the past and I've enjoyed what they've done. So I really would like more good shit to come out of that side of things. So people thought YG was maybe the problem. So then when the Black Label was coming up and then we saw this picture of these 7 trainees and they looked all cool. And then it was rumored, oh, Bailey Sock might be part of the group. And then da-da-da. And then there's an heiress that might be part of the group. Oh, we were like this. And they look so cool and edgy. And in my mind, I'm thinking we're going to get something that's like a got the beat kind of vibe, like a hard beat, modern, cunty, just strong and whatever. Because one thing I always give YG credit for is their vocalists. They've got such rich, soulful voices in a way that even SM vocalists aren't like that anymore. So I give them their props all the time. Anyway, we then wait. And then we hear, okay, the heiress has dropped out. Bailey Sox is not going to be part of the lineup. Okay, cool. It's going to be 5 girls. All right. And then we hear that their name is, well, I didn't even hear. I think the first thing I really saw, because I wasn't really keeping up with their pre-debut stuff, I think the first thing I saw was the music video for Meow. Now, immediately, I was like, oh, Teddy, here we go again. And I think I spoke about this in the video, didn't I? I spoke about this before. And I think in the All Day Project episode about the beat for the debut song Meow sounding exactly like Batter Up. It's the same boom, the boom, boom, which is similar to Chloe. Work it busy like I do. Have Mercy? Yeah, Have Mercy. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? So that was a very big disappointment because here's me thinking, we're finally going to get something new. Here we go. Let's actually change it up a little bit. No, Teddy's back to his old tricks. And I just don't know if I should touch on it now, the issue with the song formula. No, I won't touch on it now. I'll touch on it afterwards. So then, yes, we were like, okay, here we go. This is the beat, like la, 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 la. And then every song after that. Now, what I found interesting with Meow is, firstly, they are gorgeous. They're like, and they've got their branding and their styling, and they're a beautiful 5-piece, and they look kind of mature and strong and fierce, and they could be just the cool girls, and they just pull off black so well. They wear black amazingly. They usually have dark hair. You know, they don't do the whole cutesy thing. Very girl crush, as you'd like to say. So I think their branding is amazing. And yeah, here we are. But anyway, they came up with that. And then they also had Body, 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 ooh, Body, Body, yeah, which is kind of like a reggae influence song, not my bag whatsoever, but do you know what? A little bit different. And then they had a few other songs, and then they came up with a little mini as well a few months later, which had a single, Hands Up, which sounded like a... And I was looking forward to this comeback as well, because I thought, because basically, I ended up watching the Meow choreography video so many times, and because they're so beautiful, I was like, no, I like them now. Let me give them a chance. This is going to eat. I've got faith, and I love the choreo, blah, blah, blah. Then they come back with Hands Up, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And Hands Up is like, it sounds like World Cup music, and people do like it, whatever, but it's just... It's just not, it, for me, it just lacks substance. But then on their mini, they had a song called Lit Right Now. Lit Right Now for me gives a little bit of Haim and a little bit of just old school kind of that alternative rock. But I can't even describe the genre, but I really liked it. Even though it didn't feel like a complete song, it felt like, oh, this is a great idea. But then we've not had anything like that. So then I was like, okay, let's wait and see what comes next. What comes next? Last week or the week before? No, last week. They come back with Burning Up. No, actually, before that, they dropped a Japanese single. I think it's called Me, in July or August. And it kind of just was dropped and nothing really came of it. I don't think there's even a performance of it. It just, I don't understand who is deciding these girls is... marketing and strategy, because that made no sense to me how that was handled. I think it was technically a Japanese debut, but I think it might have been also part of a soundtrack or something. I don't know, but it just felt like, okay, here's a song with this Tyler type beat just thrown in there, very different and nothing else. So that was that. And then cool, they announced that we're going to get a comeback in October. I'm like, okay, let's see what this sounds like. I see the name Burning Up and I immediately go, no. I knew it immediately. Just from that alone, I was just like, oh God, it's going to be more of the same thing. I was hoping I was wrong though. But true enough, the song comes out. We have the same old, same old. Now, what do I mean by same old, same old? The biggest critique Teddy Park has is how formulaic his music is. My God, he has, even talking about it, I'm actually, my heart's just, I get so angry because how dare you be so successful but so complacent? I really hate complacency. I hate when people get some to a certain point and then just never, and then refuse to grow or improve. It shows a disgusting amount of privilege and a disgusting amount of entitlement. And you take for granted that your audience is always going to appreciate the stuff that you release. And unfortunately, they fucking do. Because he's also one of the producers on Golden, which has been the biggest K-pop song released in a very long time. And it's been number one in the US. And it's number one, I think it was even number one here as well. And then it's been number one in Korea since 1942. So, unfortunately, he also gets rewarded for his bad behavior. So it's frustrating because it's not fair. He should actually learn some things, but people eat it up. And I'll also say though, with Golden, he's not the only producer. That's really why Golden is good. If he was, I don't think Golden would sound like that. But anyway, because he can do those poppy songs as well. Because I'm pretty sure Love Sick Girls is his song, Blackpink song. I'm sure he produced that. And that's a very fresh sounding song. But anyway, he's formulaic in how he basically, the song structure. He does a spoken verse, pre-chorus with the EDM drop for the most part. If it is an EDM drop, you're going to have like la-di-da-da, la-di-da-da. You're going to have a repeated phrase that doesn't mean anything. And it's probably like a two-letter word. You have something like that. Or you have, he loves his double time endings. My God. The song will be in his regular time, whatever. Like dun, dun, dun. The ending is always like dun, 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 It's always, always double time. Most of his groups, anywhere he's produced, he will have that. Even if it's not a song he produced, if it's adjacent to the YG sound, it will have that because he's kind of made it the party thing. It's a YG thing. So he's got that. He loves horns. Oh my God. He loves the horn section, a brass section. It's always in there. These days, he's into Brazilian funk. I said this in a reaction. I don't know who he's been sleeping with and who's shown him Brazilian funk, but every song ends with the doom. It's just like, how many more good texts can we do here? In every song, how are you doing that? He did it in Isna, Isna, their debut song. He did it in Meow, the debut song. He did it in Hands Up is basically the whole thing is Brazilian funk. Even how that, it's just like, this is too much. It's just too much. And then on the other side, probably what really jars me the most, and this is someone was saying this in my Baby Monster comments as well, about how, oh, why are you complaining about the lyrics? Why does it have to work? Put it outside. Are you lot on fucking crack? Obviously, why is it that the singers can have diverse expression in lyrics, but the rappers have to constantly rap about their ego and how strong they are and how rich they are and how iconic they are? It gets very cringy because you're all doing the same thing. Audio Project is doing the same thing. You are doing the same thing. Meow, Isna is doing the same thing. Blackpink, Baby Monster have done the same thing. So then it kind of diminishes what rap is as an art. You cannot keep rapping the same things constantly without developing it. Allow them to sound like something else. And the added layer of it, which you dum-dums are not realizing, is that likely these are men writing for women. And the right things that are very brash and boisterous and very egomaniac, cool. And sometimes it's sickening to have girls do that sometimes and like actually act the way the boys do. But just like the boys, it can get boring because who are you beyond that? Because you have an array of emotions to express, but you're constantly expressing how iconic and rich and cunty you are. It's like, no, you can talk about more things than that. So a lot of the musical direction of his artist ends up feeling empty. It's expensive and has that vibe, but then it's almost like it feels like, what's the word? Fast food, but in music. It can hit the spot, it can give you the vibe, but it's not actually of any substance. And I can feel that with the B-side, like Lit Right Now, or maybe even Drop Top. They try to incorporate some more depth, but even then, Lit Right Now, one of my biggest critiques was a guy who was like, who says that? Who says I'm lit right now in 2025, unironically? So there's a lack of, not relativity, there's a lack of, I guess, authenticity to their actual experience as five beautiful young girls in what they're singing and rapping about. It just sounds so generic and it doesn't sound like it's anything that actually reflects who they are and what their musical tastes are. And the reason why I talk about this is also because people will make the excuse that they joined YG because of this, they joined the black label because they knew what it was like. Cool, cool, cool. But you do know people, also you actually don't know their full journeys as well. People can lie. People can say, I've loved YG all my life. Meanwhile, they got rejected from Hype, Cube, SM, JY. But you don't know. Unless in later on, they might say, oh yeah, I did join. Granted, some people, yes, they do go to one company and that is their company. And you can tell by their aura, yep, that was their company. But you cannot guarantee they absolutely were going to say it's YG or nothing. You can't guarantee, because I know Gawan was in SM, right? Like so many people have gone through other labels you just don't know about. So you can't always say definitively, they went to YG, they know what YG is about. You don't fucking know that, because that could have been their only chance. But either way, even if it was what you went there for, how do you also not know they thought they could do something and actually push things forward? Because sometimes it's about picking the best of a bad bunch. And YG allows, it seems to allow more freedom in terms of your imaging, and it's not so strict and it's not so this, but then they're strict in other ways as well. But who knows? They could have gone there thinking, I feel like I don't have to be so cute. Maybe because they hate being cute. YG doesn't do cute things. Cool. But the cost of that is now you're not getting any music that feels like it's modern or it feels like it's really fresh. So you don't really know what the motivations were for getting in there. So you can't really defend and be sure that that's exactly why they went there. So I find that very annoying. And because, and on top of that, even if your title tracks are not, you've got no control over, the fact that we know that YG also doesn't really, or Black Label, they work on scarcity. They don't give them too many songs and it's little by little. I'm sure that's probably frustrating. Like, you actually don't know if I'm speaking up for them, but you're busy defending the label. You don't know. You actually don't know. If they are happy with the way things are, yikes, because their talent for me shows that they've got so much more to offer. And you forget, when people are that young, all they have is drive and they want to do this, they want to do that, and they're facing obstacles, which is why I feel like it's more likely that I'm correct in my assumption that they're not always fully happy about what they have to do either, but they get on with it because they think with time, I'm going to hopefully be able to write more songs or do X, Y, and Z. And sometimes people can be naive. You forget how young these idols are. They're going to the situation thinking, I can change him. I can do, but with me, it's going to be different. We're going to be our own artists. Only for you to sign that contract and realize you're facing the exact same fate that your seniors faced as well. So it's kind of like, we won't know unless they'll tell us. But for me, I think with their talent, and that's another thing that's frustrating, Gaon and Suin's voices are so rich and so deep and so different and unique, and you don't even get to really experience it. It's baffling to me that they don't utilize these girls' voices. We don't even really get to hear them. They've not been on Mujin service. And to be fair, knowing how YG was, I'm sure the Black Label will be the same. They don't really like to send their idols to do things on variety shows or any, I guess, shows to do with singing, whereas they could really benefit from that because they've got such great voices and they dance so well. But are we ever going to get anything that showcases that? No. Do you think that idols are happy to be kept in the building 24/7 and never be out there? No. Some of them, of course, might like feeling that exclusivity and like whatever, but I'm sure when they see their peers do things publicly and get acclaim for it, they'll definitely feel jealous, because on top of that, everyone is competitive as hell. So I guarantee you, what might look like they're happy to be in the Black Label, they're happy to be you cannot be sure. So yes, good to go back to Teddy's music. Those are the main issues with the formula. That's the main issues with the lyrics. There's a lack of emotional depth, and there's a lot of overproduction. There's not a lot of melodic range. Rarely do you get anything musically creative and that makes you go, wow, that's so unique. Everything's predictable. And unfortunately, the Koreans especially seem to eat it up, and he's very successful. But then it just doesn't, for me, it doesn't give any lasting artistic expression or lasting impact of like, wow, that song was really so... it was really them. It was really something that was like, wow. No, even if, yes, K-pop should be cute, I get it, and fun, but even vocally, we don't hear anything that makes you go, wow, they really showed out there. No, everything's focused on the swag and the attitude, and unfortunately, it also makes their songs interchangeable. And it's not a song, it could be an all-day project song, it could be a Mia song as well, which is not what you want, especially when you have the talent that they have. So, and actually as well, the producer thing, you've got so many male producers working with these female artists. Does it really work? Like, they can only write so much. They can only focus on Girl Crush and that aesthetic because it's marketable, but nothing to do with how it presents the girl's actual lived experiences. And I think that irritates me even more, and probably why I feel so passionate about it, because I'm just like, you guys are losers. You just write and do things what you think girls are, and if you think they can't relate, you're going to force them to do it anyway, and that's just so yucky. Compare it to idols, Soyeon, and even IU, or who else? Don't the Mamamoo girls, Wiin, does she not write as well? Like, they can express so much because they get to write their music. And I would like, at minimum, when things progress, I would like there to be more female producers in the Black Label for sure. But then knowing Teddy, I don't know. This man is 47. He's stuck in his ways and he's a Virgo. So his sense of accountability is through the floor and he's going to be delusional. And unfortunately, his success in the charts allow him to say delusional. And there's also a double standard. Male groups sometimes have songs that are introspective and they have depth to them, whilst the female groups get the same slogans and catchphrases, and it's just so empty. And that's what really gets me down. I'm just like, we have so much we could do here. Meow have so much they could offer. They have the look. They could be like the evil Red Velvet. I don't know. They could do some experimental music. They could do so many things that really and truly, even if they had Kiss of Life's discography with other cute things, I don't know, man. There's so much out there that could be their direction. And yet, we're stuck with what we're stuck with. But I hope for the future, they get to collaborate more. They can expand beyond the sort of YG template. I doubt it. I'm sure it's going to say like that. I'm curious as well if the fans really feel like they connect with them musically. But then some fans might not be interested in that. Some fans are just interested in what you're selling them and they don't actually care about the artist. And that's a real truth. No shade. I feel like they think people like me, it's like, oh, I'm being a hater. But I actually care about the artist, because nothing makes you feel better than when you see an artist that looks like they're really expressing something that they're passionate about and they're excited and they've been given opportunities to showcase their talent. Whereas when you see them being locked away and then they come up with a generic song every now and then, it's just like, I feel sorry for them, especially with how talented they are. So I don't know, we'll see what will happen, but this is just another, for me, another taint on Teddy's legacy and how a man just cannot go beyond his usual traits and his usual habits and stays in his so stuck in his ways and wasting such young talent. And on that note, I will see you lot next time. Get well soon. I will. Bye.